gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sorry, I was practicing my debate zingers before the show.
Oh, God.
6 minutes to the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. We'll have to invite Mitt Romney on a sexy liberal tour after he gets defeated in a landslide, Jim. He's been, that's the word, he's been practicing his zingers.
Yeah.
For months now, so, whoa, look out.
God.
Why does that just have comedy train wreck all over it? Oh, man. You're probably one of those people that gets overexcited and rushes their punchline.
Yeah.
Get it, go. Okay.
I'm concerned about his mental well-being.
What's that about? Anne, you're not helping.
No. Okay. What? Anne? He may go nuts on us? Is that what you're saying, Anne?
It's like I'm concerned for his mental well-being because you haven't seen him. One time, I served Sabruga instead of Beluga, and woo! Woo!
Yeah, like someone said online, you know, the 3 a.m. phone call could come in, he could be in a fetal position in the corner.
Rocking back.
Yeah. Holy crap. Thanks for that window into your life, Anne.
That stretcher's not at the right height. Okay, now I can get on. Okay. Yeah, that was, wow. She's concerned for his mental well-being in the White House?
Wow.
Good. Well, that's soothing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Wow. Worst campaign ever.
Slogan ever. Mitt Romney, he could go nuts at any time.
Whenever Anne goes out to do something by herself, she just gets in a whole lot of trouble.
Is there something you're not telling us about?
Mitt can't wait to start World War III. He's one of the funny things people don't know about him.
He's probably like you.
What?
He's probably a high-strung kid that if the Lincoln log didn't look exactly like on the box,
he'd throw it against the wall. You know, little baby Hulk smash.
All right, so, kids.
That's a great name for a band, actually.
Baby Hulk Smash?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, someone's going to use that now.
It's better than The Four Skins.
Yeah.
Mama's Birthday Smash in Seattle.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Awful.
Okay, so who were
sold
the two?
Sold out crowd, 2,700 people. Hello, Ron Reagan and Dan Savage.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Rockstar cheers.
It doesn't get better than that.
No,
see
it does not. It doesn't get better. No.
I hear Dan Savage in person is just the coolest guy ever.
The whole night was the coolest night ever. It was best panel ever. It was insane.
Nice.
It was, it was a good time we had. Bob. Thank you, Seattle. I love you, Seattle. All right. During the birthday spankings, somebody I'm pretty sure gave me a poke with their space needle. That was. I wasn't looking. You know what I'm saying?
Someone ended up pregnant, didn't
they? I said, stop it. That was hard.
Hey. Stop it.
Okay. Right.
This is hard.
All right. I can make anything into a
joke,
can I?
Yes, you can.
Yes. All right. By the way, I already did drop two giant names. So let me drop two more. This is how lucky I am. These are the kind of friends I have. Guess who sent champagne backstage?
Who?
Really good champagne. Lots of it.
Who?
Lily Tomlin and Jane Wagner.
Wow.
So we were all a little tipsy. Me, Dan, Ron,
they could
Hal,
send it to
John,
the show.
Oh, except for Hal.
They could send it to the show here, too.
No.
No?
No. Anyway, and Jane Wagner wrote me, I think, the nicest note I've ever gotten. I said, you know what? You should stick with writing. I think you're gonna make a go at this.
Yes.
You have a knack for this sort of thing. But here's the part about you. That's why I'm reading this. Let's see. Here's... love and admiration to you and your whole mishpuka, you, your merry band of miracle workers, John, Hal, Chris, and Jackie. Love you guys.
Oh,
and Jim?
Don't mention
Jim,
me.
Jim, I'm sorry. Look at her handwriting. It's worse than mine.
Wow.
Sorry, and Jim, sorry.
Well, that's how you know she didn't get someone to write it for her.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, her handwriting is horrendous. And then she has, like, other thoughts that she puts in later and things like that, and little arrows. And
She edits herself.
Yes.
Like any good writer does.
Yeah, it's like getting a first draft of Search for Signs of Intelligent Life. I was like, that's...
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was just an amazing night. Thank you, Seattle. Greatest birthday. Who was it? Julie in Seattle and Ellie in Sausalito.
Oh, yeah.
They met for the first time. They've been, like... chat room and email friends for years.
And Steph Space, back when we had Steph Space.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Julie writes
Steph Space, the final frontier.
Julie writes, hi, Mama. Ellie and I said, has such a great time at your little show. You were in rare form. My hat's doffed to one of the only women I know with a filthier mouth than mine. Of course, my excuse is I'm an ex-trial lawyer married to a steel worker.
Oh, well, well then.
Hey, that's, you know what I mean. You're married to a steel worker. All right, wait, and I have to, I know, I'm sorry, this is only for folks in television land. You have to look at what Ellie made me. Look at this.
Oh,
she
wow.
put Mama in the Obama poster.
Cool. Oh, that is cool.
She is
it's
an artist.
Mama.
After
yeah,
all.
Exactly. It's and there's a little Max in there, my hand man there in the corner.
Oh, you should frame that.
I am going to.
Okay.
That's great.
I can't believe I brought it in for you people to see. I'm protecting this thing. I had to wipe the Chardonnay off it. Anyway. All right. So, yeah, thank you, everybody. But we're this is debate week, speaking of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
As Jackie was saying at the top of the hour, is it just political geeks? I am so excited. It's every week is prom week for me when it's a debate. Yay! And we're going to be doing the pre-debate show at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. This close to prime time. Can you believe Current's letting us this close to prime time?
Wow.
With a pre-debate show. Yeah.
You know, we're close.
And then we're going to watch the debate at Current, you know, boozing it up.
We are?
Well, Jackie has to keep working, but we don't.
Well, I have to keep. I have to get sound bites from the thing, so I have to
I'll
go home.
I'll be drinking and watching the debate and then just bothering Jackie. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know, you sure you don't want some wine? Are you going to go back on air? Okay. This, as you know, is going to be good because this is the story. Where is it from? Business Insider. Romney has been practicing debate zingers.
God.
He's been practicing his humorous spontaneity.
Rabbi, a priest, and I told it wrong.
Never mind. I've already screwed it up.
I wouldn't walk into a bar anyway.
What?
So
why do I feel like it doesn't matter? See, right there, the premise doesn't work. And I, shut up, Mitch, just tell the joke. But it doesn't make any sense, you see, because I'm a Mormon and I don't drink. Yeah, we get it. So, believing that the debates will come down to a few key sound bites, Romney has been memorizing and practicing.
Oh, God.
A series of zingers that his team has written for him.
Two peanuts were walking down the street, and one of them had salt on it. Wait, no. <that's> not, I can't get that wrong, did I?
No, I screwed up. I'm so sorry. Romney has practiced delivering these lines on AIDS. Since August. AIDS, who presumably are paid to laugh at the same line.
Right.
Over and over.
That's
great.
Oh, boy. My God. That delivery was better. And by the way, nothing like repetition to make it funny. Nothing. But, well, it's seamless delivery already.
Yeah.
Side-splitting. But then if you've heard it like the 10th time, like how much you could not. No, there was a story about how much he pays his aides. His, like, Obama's staff is like twice the size, but they get paid. I mean, and now I understand why Romney's overpaying. He's A, not a very good businessman, and B, because they have to listen to the same stupid jokes over and over. And oh, boss. Oh, my God.
A horse on my side.
A horse with a long face walks into a bar, and the bartender says, why are you here?
No.
Mitch. Oh.
Why do I think it's like comedy My Fair Lady? No. God.
So a guy walks into a bar with a parrot on his head, and the parrot says something obscene, which I can't repeat here.
You know, here's the magic of sexy liberals. As you know, we're
why
helpers.
Why is there a red light on? What does that mean?
As you know, we're helpers.
Yeah.
We are blessed because of our fans to have the number one comedy tour in the country.
Yep.
So all I'm saying is, Mitt, we will help you. Come to comedy camp with sexy liberals. We will help you this week to make it less painful for all of us.
And we promise you, not to short sheet your bed.
Would you give them like a 10-minute set at your next sexy liberal show?
Yes.
Oh.
He can open for us right after the landslide. Maybe Hal can teach him to do the T-Rex bit.
Yes.
I want to see what a robot looks like trying to do physical comedy. Oh, heavens.
Warning, Will Robinson, danger, danger.
All right, so this is going to bound to be good fun. Wednesday, it is debate week. And I think after that, bye. Back to Massachusetts.
Should
just go back to Massachusetts. Something's
telling me he must go home.
The 60s version of the Bee Gees.
And it's poll numbers down in Massachusetts.
30 points.
Keep telling me that Mitch should just go home. I wish he would go to Massachusetts.
Rocky Mountain Mike.
Sadly, yeah. There's only one Brother Gibb left.
That's right.
Aw. It's just a Gibb. It's not even a Gibbs anymore.
No. The BG.
Mo. By the way, in the you're not helping category, Budget Munster, Ann Romney, nobody's helping anymore.
No.
Everyone's just trying to find their own boat on the Titanic. They're just bribing people to go to the other side of the boat.
It's a boat full of Billy Zanes.
They're trying to get on the Lusitania instead.
Yeah.
Better shot.
Throwing up flares. Paul Reinhardt. Fox News. Help. Help me. He's just busy trying to find more road flares.
Not enough floating doors.
Yeah.
Road flare Mary. I need another one. Yes. He said on Fox News yesterday, it'd take me too long to go through all the math in our budget plan.
It's too complicated. You would understand.
It would take too long? Really? Okay. All right. Here he is.
You haven't given me the math.
No, but you... Well, I don't have the time. It would take me too long to go through all of the math.
When Fox News flusters the Republican...
Wow.
You know you're in trouble.
You're running to be in, you know... Leader of the free world.
He's the budget
monster.
The budget monster. You're right.
Yes. And we're too stupid?
You wouldn't get it.
I would have been like, I have nothing but time.
You wouldn't understand.
Take too long. I got nothing but time. We just blew out the C and the D block.
You and your C and D block.
we're all fancy TV touch.
Sure.
I thought that's what they show on MSNBC on Friday nights.
That's a cell block.
This show we're doing, the pre-debate show, it's an actual TV show. Mm-hmm. So we're like, oh, so there's blocks, and then what do we do?
No,
Marty's just pulling it out of our ass here for 3 hours. I'm like, really?
The producer said, we can edit together some video clips for you.
Really?
We're like, wow.
How can you do that?
I don't have to do that myself? Really?
Is that how it works in TV?
Oh, my God.
Well, I won't have a prompter, though, so it'll be the same mess this is for
well, yeah.
Until I slam into the break without a helmet. Just, all right, we'll be back. Cartoon birds.
Yeah.
I think we should start drinking at noon on Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm bringing wine, I swear to God, because I'm going to be stuck there at rush hour, cocktail hour, you know, and if I try to go home, I'll miss it.
Right.
So I'm boozing it up, glug, glug, glug. You'll see me on the regular debate cover just in the background.
Oh, God.
What? All right. 18 minutes.
How will you be the next day, though? Will you be able to do a radio show the next
same
morning?
Same as always.
Okay.
They just pulled me off the space needle yesterday. Inebriated like nobody's business. 20 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
That don't impress me much.
Yeah. So perfect for this show. Were we discussing prep? No, we were discussing what wine needs we have for watching the debate at Current
God.
On Wednesday. So, I got you covered. I'll bring it for you.
They let you drink there?
I didn't ask.
Okay.
Turn out the boss of me.
Well, Stephanie, I am the boss of you, and I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, the big ones will be in New York.
I see. All right.
Just be like, woot, woot. Well, that wasn't what I meant. That's what I meant. Woot. Woot.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, the serious debate coverage people, they're all doing it from New York. We'll be this.
We're the terribly unserious.
Yes, mom and dad are away. The L.A. bureau's going to be like, woo. Well, disco balls drop down right after our show's done. All right. I'm just excited. I'm a political geek. What can I say? Wednesday night, obviously the first big presidential debate.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the zingers coming now from the Romney camp.
God.
Because he's so inauthentic, Jim, they're just going to sound, even if someone wrote a really good line, he's going to gum it up.
Yeah.
Or it's like that thing where you can hear the punchline coming from a mile away, like mm-hmm. you hear the train. Bah,
bah, I hear the train coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, oh, you telegraphed that for like 90 seconds. Remember when they used to do the SNL Sarah Palin and Hillary sketches?
Yeah.
when she was telling her to do the Pitbull joke again, she goes, there you go. Lipstick. There you go. There it is. Oh, yep, there it is. Okay.
Lipstick.
Lipstick. There it is. Okay. Good. Very good. Perfect. All right. Paul Ryan, he's been saying, yeah, there's been some missteps.
We've had some missteps, but at the end of the day, the choice is really clear, and we're giving people a very clear choice.
Yes, yes, yes. I think clearer and clearer. And then he proceeded to screw it up a little more by saying, I don't.
So explain the numbers to me. You wouldn't get it.
Dana in Maryland.
No time, really.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, go ahead.
I saw pictures from Seattle. It looks fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Go ahead.
It was fun. I like Ron Reagan Jr., too. He's awesome. So. Yeah, and Dan Savage. You guys are lucky.
Awesome times, too. Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, the debates, I just hope that they talk about women's issues. I think that Obama can slam him there. And
by the
I
way,
think
have you seen the new ads that are supposed to appeal to women with all the babies, the Mitt Romney ads?
Chicks like babies, right?
Yes. All the babies born through in vitro that he wants to, outlaw.
Obama makes babies cry. That's basically the theme.
Please. If he slams him on that, I mean, there's nothing worse for you than just scorned women, I tell you.
Well, and Dana, the funny thing is, if you've seen any pictures from almost any campaign stop anywhere, Mitt Romney's the one that makes babies cry.
Every time he picks up a baby, and he can't really hold them well, you know, there's sort of a nurturing way to hold a child.
Right.
And he just doesn't, he's just very uncomfortable in any situation.
Oh, no, he's exactly like me. I recognize it. When people are like, would you like to hold the baby? I'm like...
Yeah, you just hold the baby away from you.
I don't know how to why.
Yeah, just
okay,
so nothing
like
gets
farting,
on you.
My
they
dog
have
is
germs.
Farting me out of the room right now.
Yeah.
So
Dana, okay, thank you, honey. By the way, in contrast, if you've ever seen babies happier than around Obama, you've heard people talk about it. It's like some sort of baby catnip. They're like, They did some study, remember, back in 2008 that Obama, just even that when babies are shown pictures of Obama, they're just like, wee! He's a baby mobile. He's a president and a baby mobile.
A mobile with the pictures of Obama.
Exactly. Yeah,
I think that would sell.
And if he stays president, all our babies will be as smart as the E-Trade baby. Just saying. Lexi.
Or as creepy as the E-Trade baby.
Lexi in Boston, here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lexi. Oh,
hi,
shoot.
Mama.
Oh, hey, honey. Sorry, I didn't realize what time it is. We'll take you right after the bottom of the hour because Rude Pundit has moved to hour number 3.
Yes, he had a meeting.
Yes.
Something more important than us.
That sounds fishy.
Yeah.
All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Major Liz Chow.
She sure is, Stewie. She sure is.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34. I'm a bad man. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, wait, who was I going to before the break? I can't remember
Lexi.
Now. Oh, yes, Lexi in Boston. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lexi.
Happy belated birthday, Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Oh, no.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, honey.
Yeah, I heard your song about Mitt going back to Massachusetts. We don't want him.
No?
Yeah, no. No.
Oh,
no.
All right.
No, we don't want him. I think the president actually needs one of those little EMP switches from the Matrix so that he can just shut down in the middle of the debate.
Let's see. This may be an electoral first now that I think about it. Not only will he lose his home state, but he may lose his home state by a wider margin than any other state, which says
he
a lot.
He's going to lose all of his home states.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, by the way, whoever keeps trying to tell a humanizing story about Mitt Romney, stop it. Stop it. Seriously, this is hard. Just stop it. Don't stop trying. It's
Stop it. This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
All right.
This is hard.
Oh, speaking to people that aren't helping, and Romney. Okay.
My biggest concern, obviously, would just be for the his mental well-being. I have all the confidence in the world in his ability, in his decisiveness, in his leadership skills. in his understanding of the economy, in his understanding of what's missing right now in the economy, the pieces that are missing to get this jump started.
In terms of his sanity.
So for me, I think it would just be the emotional part of it.
Yeah, there are pieces missing.
He's not emotionally ready to handle the presidency. Apparently.
The Rombot, apparently, there's something that's gone awry with the...
I'm sorry, Dave. You know I can't
emotional chip. When they tried to put fake emotion into the Rombot, apparently something.
I think that
was scary.
Yeah. Mediaite said that is worse than George Romney's whole brainwashing thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This has torpedoed his campaign.
Maybe Romney.
Talk about the 3M phone call.
What? What do you want from me? Press the button. Start. God, what do I do?
Well, somebody said last week, that's what you want, the guy that's going to roll down the plane window when there's a fire to take the 3 a.m. call. You know me, I'm an emergency spaz. I've said this. Like, some people are good in emergencies. Some people are I'm an emergency spaz. I'm just, I am not the person you want to be with. I am naturally high-strung. I will always make it worse. Okay.
What? Remind me not to be near you in an earthquake.
Oh, no. I'm like that like, you know, the, what do you call it, kit you're supposed to have? I always rate it for other stuff. So if there ever is an earthquake, I'll be like, oh.
Oh, energy bar. That's good.
There's nothing in there. Damn it. All right. Oh, look, it's the John and Pam show calling everybody. Where's my jingle?
From Ohio, it's the John and Pam. John and Pam show.
Good morning, John and Pam show.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Stephanie. Happy birthday to you. Belated.
You two are just, I want to spoon with you 24/7, constantly.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys that starting tomorrow morning, Ohio gets to start voting early, and everybody in the Buckeye State to get out and let's get Obama back in office.
Yeah, let's do it. Woot. All right. Thank you, kids. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you guys. And remember, get out and vote.
Yes, Ohio.
That was the John and Pam show. When the John and Pam show tells you to do something, do it.
Never have a governor who's an idiot.
All right. Oh, here's the story I was getting to, and then I became unhinged because I'm...
A spaz.
Strong.
Drunk.
Oh, drunk.
Thank you. From Seattle still. Oh. Okay. who said it isn't the chair or the ho-hum convention or the leaked video or Stuart Stevens or the improving economy or media bias or distorted polls or the message or Mormonism? It's Mitt.
Yeah.
Who said that?
And Romney.
Actually, that's a really good guess. But no.
She could blurt out something like that.
It's the political piece. In the end, it's Mitt.
He's really not ready.
With Republicans everywhere wondering what has happened to the Mitt Romney campaign, people who know the candidate personally and professionally offer a simple explanation. It's the candidate himself. Politico has talked to dozens of Republicans about this topic, many working on the campaign or raising massive amounts of money to support it. Few would talk on the record to discuss their candid appraisals of Romney. You have to know the room, and he doesn't know the room, said a Republican who has donated to Romney and wants him to win. He's missing the normal guy gene. That's self-evident. Just look at his painful references to athletics as sport or his call Tuesday for experienced referees to return to the NFL playing fields. Wow. It's just not how factory workers in Toledo, Ohio talk. Who said that?
And Romney.
Another good guess, but no. It's Mike Allen and others in the political piece. In the end, it's Mitt. Yeah. Oh, here's the latest story.
Oh.
Can I have some rich person music, please? This is the latest effort to really convince us what a really... swell guy that Romney is. And so in touch with all y'alls.
Okay.
The latest he's just not like you moment came at a fundraiser in Washington on this past Thursday night. Romney was introduced by Bill Marriott.
Of the Marriotts.
Yes, chairman of the Marriott.
Yeah.
Don't most of us have best friends that own large hotel chains?
Also a member of the LDS Church.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Chairman of Marriott International, who tried to humanize his friend. Stop it. Seriously, all of you, stop. Oh, stop it. Okay. By telling a story. Okay, you ready for this, Jim?
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Stop me if you've heard this.
I will be utilizing humor. I should let you know.
Oh, my God, this is a hoot. Hang on. He, by telling the story of Romney a few years ago, while both were visiting their summer places on Lake whatever in New Hampshire.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right.
Yes.
Marriott told, who can't relate to this, you know, when you're visiting your summer place on the lake next to the guy that owns the hotel chain? Okay, so, already, right? Their summer place is in New Hampshire. Marriott told of taking his children and grandchildren to town on his boat for ice cream. Already, who can't relate? And when he needed someone to help tie up the boat at the dock, they all jumped off and ran off the dock, Marriott said, according to the report. And I realized there was nobody in the boat to help me dock the boat. And I said, who's going to grab the rope? Oh, my God. Can you just feel his pain from here? Don't you hate it when you own a hotel? Exactly. And the help has gone missing when you've taken your kids on your boat for ice cream? Oh, I hate when that happens. And I said, who's going to grab the rope? And I looked up. And there was Mitt.
And there was the Angel Maroney.
That's a magical story. So he pulled me in.
Angel Maroney.
So he pulled me in. He tied up the boat for me. He rescued me just as he's going to rescue this great country.
Oh, God. Really?
The end. And scene.
I'm surprised Mitt got his hands dirty. His delicate, dainty little hands.
Yeah, he's never had a callus in his life.
Heavens. That is such a relatable story. To no one?
To rich people. It's relatable to rich people.
To take their kids for ice cream in their boat on the lake near their summer house? What?
I pulled the yacht up next to the dock. I realized there was no help to actually tie off the rope. And I thought, good heavens, whatever will I do?
I mean, seriously, they just need to... every story sounds like that, doesn't it? Have you ever... when you think that it's you're eating a caviar with, you know, the right kind of spoon, someone's giving you, like, the wrong caviar spoon. Do you know what I'm... Okay, just stop, for
Why,
God's
this
sake.
This isn't a caviar spoon.
This is
good
what?
Heavens.
That's like a soup spoon. Ha, ha, ha.
Ooh, eating right. caviar with a soup spoon? That's a lot of caviar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he can afford it.
Well, yeah but that's not gonna, it's not going to taste good at all.
That's why it's funny.
It's going to be really... It's like eating a mouthful of salt. God.
Carolyn.
It's like eating a mouthful of salty fish eggs.
Yeah.
Like, what?
You're so pedestrian. Carol in Pennsylvania. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I just love your show.
Thank you.
I'm just so in tune to you guys and relate.
Thank you.
Here's what I'd like to ask you to do and remind people. This election is already underway to being stolen in 29 states by this voter disenfranchisement.
Carol, how about that? How about that? Yes. Oldest Limb screaming about voter fraud. And it's the Republicans. The Republican Party paid $3.1 million to a firm under investigation for vote registration fraud.
Yeah. Exactly, and I don't think enough people are aware of it. I don't think nothing is being done, especially here in Pennsylvania.
Well, Carol, it is. Something is being done. It's become a criminal investigation in Florida already, and this same group, I believe they're doing it in Colorado. So, I mean, trust me, we're getting to it already, I believe.
In time?
I think so. Well, I mean, the RNC, I love this. They're like, oh, we're cutting ties with him. We don't. That is... outrageous. I'm shocked to find voter fraud going on in the what? That's a Democratic thing.
Yeah, you're winning, sir. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Here's your voter forms. Oh, thank you. The RNC cutting ties to Strategic Allied Consulting. Oh, by the way, this is the same guy that did this before.
Right.
They changed the name magically,
yeah.
So it wouldn't see, you know, vote fraudy. Not that guy. A voter registration firm under investigation for turning in fraudulent voter registration forms in Florida. And these apparently were so egregious. They were so easily...
Right. That they could not be overlooked at all.
You know, it's weird. Eric Bollert wrote this week about, Fox News not covering this. Weird. The firm's founder, Nathan Sproul, how do you say his name?
Sproul.
Is a longtime Republican strategist whose reputation was tarred by widespread accusations of voter registration fraud and attempts to suppress Democratic voter turnout. George W. Bush campaign paid him over $8 million for his work in the 2004 election. Isn't that something? The committee now scrambling to distance himself from Sproul after Florida launched a criminal investigation into the company. Republicans have launched relentless efforts to prevent in-person voter fraud, as you know, because apparently it's such a widespread problem.
Right.
Obviously, that's exceptionally rare, yet they seem to have ignored the real threat of voter registration fraud by their own consultant. That's weird. They just overlooked that accidentally.
Yeah.
Sproul's organization was, in fact, registering, wait for it, dead voters, as Republican lawmakers all over the country have justified all their voter purges as the threat of dead voters showing up at the polls.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's, once again, a Democratic thing, as we know.
Yeah.
From watching the Fox News. Okay. All right, we will talk to Eric Bollard about that in Right Wing World after the top of the hour as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's fun, it's healthy, it's good exercise. The kids just love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious?
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. A lot of people raising a glass with us Saturday night in Seattle. We love you, Seattle. Yeah, every venue we go to.
Both fancy and dancing.
Every venue we go to, they tell us that we sold more booze than any show that has ever been here in the history of ever.
Yeah.
Including Christy, who is the official language pathologist of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, we needed one, desperately.
Great show in Seattle. Steph, great to see you. Enjoy your birthday show in Seattle. You, John Howe, special guest Dan Savage, Ron Reagan. Rock the house. I brought you a box of wine as a gift, but I drank it. See? Drunks, all of our fans.
Sure. Oh, bless you. Bless
Thank you.
Bless you.
Oh, the cough button works for sneezes as well. Who knew? Wanted to let you know that the space needle that poked you during your birthday spankings did not come from the ball guy in the first row. It came from my black boyfriend in the second row.
Oh, you see? That's funny.
Oh, where are the white women at? Okay. I remember him. He's really cute.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Woo! Right here. All right. It was really a great time was had by all. Mm-hmm. And speaking of parties that I'm so excited about that I'm getting a little incontinent, New York coming up October 27th.
Tom Hartman here, and you know, in my opinion, there's nothing sexier than being a liberal.
Then I'm proud to say that I'm a liberal.
And when I think of sexy liberals, four names come to mind. Aisha Tyler, John Fugelsang,
Check.
Hal Sparks,
Check.
And Stephanie Miller.
Okay.
The stars of the most successful political comedy tour in history, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour.
Democracy is coming.
New York, this is comedy news that you need to know. These wildly popular progressives are coming to you live.
Do it live!
On Saturday, October 27th, right before the presidential election, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will perform live on stage at the world-famous Beacon Theater. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 800-745-3000. New York, don't miss your chance to witness political comedy history. It's progressive, it's sexy, kind of like FDR and a thong. Okay, it's nothing like that. That would be very, very ugly.
And I welcome their hatred.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, October 27th, live at the Beacon Theater. Ticketmaster.com.
Yay! Thank you, Tom Hartman. Oh, you know what we have for the first time here? We had an interpreter.
An interpreter?
We had someone signing the show.
Wasn't Garrett Morris?
No.
The comedy
Hell
for the heart of hearing.
Hell is doing the sound of a dinosaur right now.
Yeah, no, I felt really bad for her because I'm so smutty, and I was like, I was thinking about she's.
Oh no, they're.
And then I started deliberately doing just really dirty hand gestures. Just she would have to repeat them.
No, they've got signed for every word, every filthy thing imaginable.
She was really cursing her life Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
To have to like try to explain what I was doing, that was just oh my god. And then John Fugelsang does a hilarious. Where he goes, I have a confession to make. I don't really know how to do sign language. I'm just waving my hands around, and I hope that somebody buys it because they just found me out in the alley drunk. I'm not really an interpreter.
You were effing with the interpreter?
No, he was. It was hilarious. She was a good sport.
Okay.
But I would really like to have sex with a guy on stage right now. He's really cute. He made her say it was bad. All right.
That's adorable.
That's adorbs.
Oh, no. Now I've got you saying it.
Stephanie in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steph.
Hi, my happy Monday morning.
Thank you.
You know what? Paul Ryan made me decide to go back to college because since math, I'm taking Ryan Math 101 because you just put the answers down. Don't have to figure out how you got them. But anyway, Bain Capital has visited Illinois in Freeport, and they're closing a plant. right before the holidays, the beginning of November, and laying off 140, I think, people, taking the company to China because the company, they said, very profitable, but it wasn't enough profit. Mm-hmm. So they're laying them off. And they've been sitting out there trying to hold a vigilante, you know, to bring awareness to what they're doing, but, I mean, yeah. Nothing they can do about it. But
yeah, what's
going to answer? How's he going to answer the question? I'm going to bring a million jobs here while Bain Capital is shipping them out 100 at a time.
Well, thank you. I was going to say, he does a lot of China bashing, and they don't, obviously, the feeling's not mutual, because they're
right.
Like, thank you for all the jobs.
Man. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're helping our
You're
economy.
You're a job creator here. You can be president here if you'd like. Oh, this is hard to do. Mitt Romney now less popular than George W. Bush, according to a new
poll.
Yeah,
that's awful.
He hasn't even done anything yet. He's like the worst president ever. People
now
are just assuming that he would be
even
worse.
Potential president ever, yeah.
Wow. A new Bloomberg News poll. Bush has a 46% favorable rating. Romney has a 43%. Yikes.
Wow.
Wow.
That's hard to do.
That is really hard to do. Wow-wee. Just his campaign.
Yeah.
It's already worse than the Bush presidency. Yikes. Let's go to, where are we? Patrice in Oakland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Patrice.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
I believe that, like I said in the past before, I think the debates are going to expose Romney. All these so-called zingers or whatever he's going to come up with, if he's relying on zingers to help him score some points, I mean, that's just idiotic.
Yep.
And not only that, but I believe that Obama's going to defend his record, and he's going to defend it proudly. The one that's going to be on the defensive is going to be Romney.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect Obama to be very aggressive on Romney during these debates. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm not defensive. You're the ones being defensive. That's not me. It's him, right?
Oh, he is Nathan Thurm. Oh, my God, he's Nathan Thurm.
He's going to be
you
Nathan
think I don't
Thurm.
Know that? Of course I know that.
It's going to be a combination of that and the liar.
Yeah.
Two Saturday Night Live characters.
Well, that minus the cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, just pick a publication, and there's a Mitt Romney failing campaign story. The L.A. Times, Mitt Romney struggling, makes a new effort to connect. Oh,
bless his heart.
Oh, he is plucky. As Mitt Romney prepares for his pivotal first debate against President Obama, his campaign struggling to regain its footing.
This is hard.
It's really hard.
Stop it.
He's still struggling to connect with voters, a challenge that has confronted him since the primaries, back when he was also Mitt.
Sure.
And the problem is he's still Mitt.
Mitt.
He's still Mitt. Stop it. Stop being Mitt. Stop being so Mitty.
Mitty.
This is the mittiest campaign ever. You are doing a Mitty job, seriously.
Well, he's not doing as good a job as Walter Mitty would.
Right, but
no.
Walter Mitty would have done a great job.
Romney continues to be dogged by the release of the secretly taped video that shows him denigrating nearly half the population. Yeah, it's a unique campaign strategy. Hey, half of America. You.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, and the Democrats are making some great commercials
yes.
from it.
I was
in Nevada over the weekend, and that's a swing state.
Yes.
And all of the commercials that you see are just absolutely remarkable. It's like one after another.
And polls are showing it's
right,
really,
right.
I mean, it's really swinging independents
yeah, absolutely.
And undecided.
Right.
I know.
Oof. But the Democrats' commercials are really, really good. I'm very proud
of
this time.
Well, when you can just use... footage of the candidate.
That's all they do in one of the commercials.
Well, there probably was a writer's room full of writers. They're like, all right, well, we're done. Let's go out for drinks.
Yeah.
You don't need to write anything. We'll just play the tape of him.
Yeah.
Yes, this has forced him to play up his empathy, which he's so good at, clearly,
yes.
and such a natural at. Despite repeated pledges by his campaign to offer specifics, even some supporters say he's too vague about his plans. This is why political experts say Wednesday's debate is so crucial. Yay. I can't wait. 58 minutes after the hour. Eric Bollert and Right Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. It's debate week. Yay! 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12 off a triumphant show in Seattle. We love you, Seattle. And by the way, tickets flying off the shelves already for New York. Pictures are up from the Seattle show, I believe, at Sexy Liberal Facebook. Yeah, he'll send them to you. Don't worry. Then we'll get them up on ours.
Okay. All right.
All right. By the way, the celebrity that I booked for panel for New York, I told you, I actually told the person I might stroke out just introducing them. so exciting.
And what did they say?
It's all right. I already confessed to incontinence over it. I almost pooed myself. Okay. Trust me, you're going to be excited. You guys know who.
It's a very big star. Very big star.
Big. Squee! Okay. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Hey, looky here. It's another unsolicited testimonial of Deb in Florida from her dog, Gracie. Her and Gracie. Steph, every morning when our rescue Gracie hears your theme song, she runs into my studio and pops on the bed under my drawing board. She loves it when I'm laughing. She's Boston Terrier, Schnauzer, and Shih Tzu. Gracie, it's a cute. Gracie, whisper. The squeak. And the squeak my fridge makes when we close it never bothered me until Chris played the Dana Loesch squeal. I never hear anything but that now. Let's see what I had in there. Oh, never mind. See, you'll probably lose weight because you won't want to open the door as much. Okay.
Oh, God.
I just ate this morning. I don't need to. All right. Okay.
I can't believe she said you were old.
Dana Loesch?
I know.
Biatch. Yeah, I know, because her birthday is the day before mine.
That's
and T-Bone
right.
sent her a nice, like, happy birthday tweet. And she said, yeah, I'm like 1,000 years younger than her.
Oh, my God.
But you have a...
On guard. I have a what?
On guard. Bitch.
You have a much more spectacular ass than Dana Loesch can ever hope to have.
Thank you.
Why are conservatives so ill-tempered? Is it because they know they're going to lose?
Probably. They're getting a little screechy and unhinged. Oh, wait a minute. That orange is still good. Okay. speaking of my favorite things, it's Monday, and yeah, it's time for our buddy, our pal, Eric Bollard from Media Matters for America, doing the Lord's work as usual.
Eric Bollard. Eric Bollard.
Let's dive into the right-wing world. I don't know what that means. Eric Bollard from Media Matters, whom we love.
Bollard.
Good morning, Eric Bollard.
Good morning.
I loved your tweets. Why isn't Fox News covering Florida voter fraud story? Hint, it involves the GOP.
That's right.
So it has been disappeared into the Fox cornfield.
That's amazing. I mean, this is exactly what they accused Acorn of doing in 2008. I'm just doing research now. I mean, just in their prime time in 2008, Fox did like 50 reports about Acorn. Because you remember Acorn was stealing the election. There were allegations that they had submitted registration forms with some dubious information and dubious addresses, things like that. What Fox and all the right wing ignored was what, by law, Acorn had to submit all applications, no matter what people put down as funny addresses and things like that. But that was their huge conspiracy. Now unfolding in Florida, this is a voter registration firm paid directly by the Republican Party. Acorn has never been paid by the Democratic Party. And lo and behold, at least 11 counties are finding hundreds of bogus registration forms. And Fox News could not care less.
Yep.
This has been flushed down the memory.
Right, and this is getting, this is now a criminal investigation. This is a small story, right?
Yeah, no, it was sent over to, the Board of Elections and some Florida law enforcement is looking into it. The Republican Party was forced not only in Florida, but 5 states, I believe. At least this firm was hired in 5 states. They've been fired in Florida. They've been fired in Colorado. There was a YouTube clip of one of these employees supposedly soliciting registration forms in Colorado, but only Republican registration forms. She wasn't interested in signing anyone up who wanted to be a Democrat.
Wow.
This Republican firm has gotten trouble for voter registration fraud, not voter fraud at the polls, but questions about registration over and over again. And yet this was, according to the Florida reports, this was the only firm that the GOP hired in order to boost its voter registration. And lo and behold, they had to fire him. But again, where is Fox News? Where is Breitbart.com? I mean, Breitbart is synonymous with Acorn, synonymous with voter fraud. They're sitting this one out because it doesn't look good for the Republicans. It's just amazing.
Yep. And by the way, I love it. As we dive into right-wing world, of course, we'll hear more of the vast conspiracy that these polls are not only wrong, but the media has, we're making making them up to suppress a voter turnout.
Yeah.
But as you say, like Nate Silver, he just does numbers. He's just a numbers guy. He doesn't, you know, and he's been pretty accurate, I think, in previous elections. But as you tweeted, it's been that kind of week for Mitt. Nate Silver puts Obama's now cast reelect chances at 97.8%. Yikes.
Holy crap.
Yeah, but yeah, well, and as you mentioned, we'll hear some clips, but this is by far, to me, from a media right-wing delusional Obama derangement syndrome file, this is by far the most fascinating development. At Media Matters, we watch these right-wing crazies. You watch them all the time, mm-hmm. and the amazing thing is they never cease to surprise us
right.
with what they come with next. I mean, 2 weeks ago, if you had told me that virtually the entire conservative punditocracy would go all in on this claim that there was this vast conspiracy where pollsters, all pollsters, were now in the pocket of the White House.
Erica, AP is in on it now. Obama within reach of a second term while Romney's path to victory narrowing, according to the AP. Obama within reach of the 270 electoral votes. Mitt Romney's path to victory is narrowing, the Associated Press reported yesterday. And again, just numbers, right, Eric? Scratching where we're at. It's a snapshot, they admit, of right where we are right now.
I haven't seen it specifically, but I saw something on Twitter, a headline that even Rasmussen now has Obama up 3. So now they've got
Fox
Rasmussen.
News poll. The Fox News poll
right.
as well.
They're in on the conspiracy.
Yeah.
And the Wall Street Journal poll. So you have Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal in on the conspiracy. You've got Rupert Murdoch's Fox News in on conspiracy. You've now got
right.
Rasmussen in on the conspiracy. It is a wildfire.
Right. We're like, wow, so Mitt Romney's running a really good campaign? And
yeah. Well,
okay.
And so now Fox News' strategy is to diminish the people who vote for President Obama, calling them stupid, the stupidest people on earth, that sort of thing.
Let's hear some of that. Okay, here we go. Let's dive into the right-wing world. All right. Oh, Sean Hannity, reaching back for his Reagan binky.
Sean, you and I know this, that the president walked into a mess, right? Now, let's stop and think about it.
So did Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan at this point in his presidency, 8% growth.
We're not debating Ronald Reagan. We're debating Obama.
No, Reagan had a far worse economy than Obama inherited. But he said he was inheriting it, and he said he fixed it. But he hasn't fixed it.
Wow.
Wow. You're really reaching now, aren't you?
Yeah, they love to revise the Reagan, and as Media Matters has pointed out several times, there is no comparison in terms of the economy because the Fed could just change interest rates, which they did, which basically fixed that economy. The Fed can't do any more when you're at zero. You can't go any lower. And also the unemployment, completely different story. What Hannity never mentions, if you go back to, I mean, we're going way back here, but if you're going back to the closing months of the Carter-Reagan campaign, unemployment was going down under the last 6 months under Jimmy Carter. Ronald Reagan won, and it skyrocketed mm-hmm. back up. Ronald Reagan did not inherited climbing unemployment the way Barack Obama did. Ronald Reagan actually inherited unemployment on its way down.
Right.
He got into office,
made it worse.
And it did a U-turn and went back up.
Yep.
Hannity and the Reagan, you know.
And exploded the
apologists never want to talk about that little fact.
And exploded the debt and the deficit, which
it's
amazing how they just ignore that.
Yeah.
That's all they talk about now is the debt and the deficit.
And FDR caused the Great Depression. It was only his fault.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Steven Crowder.
Oh, yeah.
He's a comedian.
Is that who you are? What you do?
Fox News.
That's right.
Millennials is something I know because I am a millennial, and we tend to vote in our own self-interest. They tend to vote, as you see with the Occupy movement, for more free crap, not based on the constitutional parameters of government, not based on founding principles, but what the government can give them.
Mm. Oh,
so is there a joke in there?
I guess so.
Oh. I think he gave up on telling jokes a long time ago.
Yeah.
He figured out he wasn't good at it.
That was just a basic untrue statement.
Yep.
And you know, this ties in, it ties into, you know, voters are too dumb to vote for Mitt Romney.
That's right.
And B, and it ties into the whole 49%. You know, this whole notion that anyone who votes for Barack Obama is looking for a handout.
Right.
You're
not just stupid.
On the government.
Right. You're not just stupid. You're selfish.
You want free stuff.
Sure, like
you
Medicare.
You know, veterans, the elderly, handicapped, you know, unemployed. They're all just looking for free stuff.
They're just lazy.
Yep. Yep.
It's quite a message for a national campaign.
Yeah.
It really is. It's brilliant. Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends.
Another national poll, Fox News' poll, that shows him with a lead in the, if it was head-to-head, with, and we were not doing the electoral system. he's actually up now on Ryan, where we were basically a dead heat before the conventions.
Uh-huh.
He's up at, on President Obama. But there is some good news in these numbers.
Yeah, oh? One of them is that it's within the margin of victory, margin of error, I'm sorry.
Well, they're sounding a little scrambly over there.
Yeah, they just reported their own poll, and then he said, but there's some good news in this.
Margin of victory, error. Oh, do we have to stay here for the next month,
turns
really?
Out 2 plus 2 is 17, after all.
Wow.
I mean, if you look at how Fox handled its own poll, they've had this problem. They've had this problem for months, most of the year. They've had this very serious problem where they have what appears to be a legitimate polling operation, and time and again, whether it's Obama's approval rating or him, Obama up against Romney, time and again, consistently, they've shown Obama doing well. So Fox has been in a corner, not knowing what to do. This has gone on all year. They bury the polls. They look for these silver linings. But now it's incredibly embarrassing because they're telling all their viewers, none of these polls can be trusted. Yeah. And that
I can't wait.
Our own. I mean, how would you like to be the head of polling at Fox News to turn on? And they,
I got some more bad news.
They're telling the viewers that you're a schmuck and you don't know what you're doing.
Right. I guess I can't wait for election night. Well, Barack Obama's won in a landslide. Turns out everything we've been saying is crap.
They're gonna have to send that pollster a bouquet of flowers and an apology.
They have to.
Exactly.
Poor Karl Rove would be tearing his hair out if he hadn't left.
All right. Eric Bowler remains in the sidecar. We continue with Right Wing World after this on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Now, that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, let's get into it.
Stephanie Miller.
Get started, get started, get started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get
in
it
where?
Started.
In here. Get what started? Where? It. Here.
Up in here. It is the Stephanie Miller Show in here. 23 minutes after the hour. Eric Bollert from Media Matters. Sorry, I just totally spaced out. From Media Matters, my favorite. Okay. Sorry. I'm
drunk.
Yes. Okay. Rush Limbaugh, here we go. If you don't vote, if you're voting for Obama, you're a dummy.
I'm not throwing in the towel on this stuff.
Okay.
I'm not buying into this.
All right.
Rather than fight the narrative, we're going to sit here and we're going to analyze it and explain it. And, and
that's
the only way any of this can be true is if the American people are at a record level of stupidity. The only way this narrative today can be true is if we have lost the country and everybody in it are a big enough majority that will vote Democrat. It's just plain dumb. Not just ignorant and stupid.
Wow, that is spectacular. He's going to have a long 4 years.
Oh, my gosh. And I was just thinking about election night and the day after. But this is what happens when you venture, you know, when Rush Limbaugh ventures outside that bubble that he builds with his listeners and Fox News. And when you have to take a look at what's actually happening in the rest of the country. Yes, you can spend every day of your life for 4 years denouncing the president as a communist and a Marxist, and he hates America and he wants people unemployed and everything. But then, you know, people get to vote, and people get to choose whether you're a lunatic or you're really tapping into something.
Yeah,
all of this is just showing that you know, the disconnect and the echo is just is so dense.
Well, I mean, it's really echoes Romney's 47%. This is all you've got is just to insult most of the voters. I mean, we're stupid. I mean, what is he going to answer the phone like that for 4 years? Go ahead, stupid. You're on the EIP. I thought he was the mayor of Realville, Eric. What happened?
Yeah, that's right. And he's supposed to be their big, you know, it's ironic. He's supposed to be their deep thinker. I mean, Rush is supposed to talk, you know, the facts and policy. I mean, the right-wing media and Limbaugh, like the Romney campaign, hasn't talked about anything for months. I mean, there's no there. So now they're left to name-calling. Now they're left to this delusional polling conspiracy and things like that.
There you go. All right, Eric Bowling on the 5.
Al-Qaeda says, yeah, we planned it. And you know why we planned it? We planned it because of President Obama's constant victory lap over killing Osama bin Laden. How many times have we heard it?
Bin Laden's dead, GM's alive. They're going to pinpoint that's the reason for the attack. They've had 11 chances to have a retaliatory attack on 9/11. They chose this one because this is the one that Obama has been spiking the football on, killing Bin Laden.
Okay. Eric Bolling, of course, getting better intelligence than the CIA once again.
You know, and I tweeted this last week. I mean, Obama derangement syndrome is when you're more upset with President Obama about the terrorist attack in Libya than you are the terrorist who attacked Americans and killed Americans. I mean, if you watch Fox News, they are so furious with that Obama. They have absolutely personally blamed him for the deaths of the ambassador and the Marines over there. They are blaming him. You don't hear any talk about Al-Qaeda. You don't hear any talk about the terrorists who actually did this. Their priorities are just deranged.
Well, he's a Kenyan Muslim socialist. Had a hip-hop barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Dinesh D'Souza on CNN. Go ahead. Dinesh D'Souza on CNN.
Uh-oh.
Or not.
Remember, Obama wrote an autobiography. It's called Dreams from My Father. And in it, he says that even though my father was away, I became obsessed with him. And we know from his autobiography that the reason that became the case is that Obama's mother constantly drummed into him the theme that your father's a great man. Your father's like Martin Luther King. He's like Gandhi. He's a freedom fighter fighting for freedom in his country. So Obama always thought, although my dad's not here, he's somewhere fighting for freedom for Kenya.
So your point is...
Wow. Can I just...
Why would CNN have this guy on? I mean, all this stuff is just awful garbage that has been thoroughly debunked. You know, he's got this documentary out now talking about the whole...
Okay.
Right, Obama, you know, Obama's vision of, how he's going to destroy America in the next 4 years. Again... Oh, okay, so Obama's a monster. Obama is a Kenyan Marxist, whatever. Why is he winning Ohio by 10 points? According to the latest poll.
Eric,
Explain that to me. Fun
fact, I have to say, this is the every invitation I've had to turn down, I got invited on Larry King's new show to debate Dinesh D'Souza this week, but I can't because I've got a week from hell and I can't do it, but I'm like, oh, I would love to, because really all the debate is okay, let me get this straight. Your movie has a bunch of actors doing skits based on your theories about Obama, and you think that's a documentary?
And he's presented
really?
As fact. Yeah.
Really?
Here's how it might have happened.
I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
And if any of it's true, why is Obama, according to these fake polls, to beat Romney worse than he beat McCain?
Clearly, they haven't seen the movie.
And
because
the film,
if they saw the movie, they'd be convinced.
Right. Love him or hate him, you don't really know him. Literally, based on them, he did interviews with people like guys that knew his father. Meaning his father that he met once.
Right.
That thought this or... It's like, what? I mean, it's so unbelievable.
Yeah, and again, I don't know why CNN would have someone like this on at the height of a campaign. I mean,
we'll
absolutely thoroughly
clear.
Debunked nonsense.
I know. Exactly. Oh, well. All Greetings. Right. Eric Bollard from Media Matters. Always a pleasure, sir. Great stuff this week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there we go. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Like most men, loves me, cannot wait to get away from home. His arm is already, the phone's already here.
Gotta,
all right,
bye.
Why are you being so distant? Okay. We will do the AP clearly in on the conspiracy. We'll talk about their latest polling as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Would have gone so far?
Of course he did. She'll do anything for attention.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, looky here. It's a love letter about Friday's show. OMG, OMG, best show ever. It's in the Chris voice. It says in the Chris voice. You got my guy, right?
I got right.
I got some right, right?
I know.
Dear Stephanie Mooks, been listening to you for years. I have to say Friday's show, hands down, best show ever. I got... I'm from Ted Kennedy Jr. to Maya Angelou to Penny Marshall. The interviews got better and better. Amaze. which is almost as good as Adorb.
Adorbs.
Then you announced Orly Tates as your last guest, and I said out loud, ugh. But you, Miss Miller, saved the best for last. We really did. Let me finish. As I listened to the interview, I realized Miss Tates was, yes, still wrong, but really not at all evil. She was so personable and, quite frankly, funny. I was not expecting this. Secondly, I was in awe of you, Stephanie. Well, who isn't, really?
No.
Except for, oh, all right, you. you talked with somebody with whom you disagree, and when it comes to the facts, and yet you were humorous and respectful. Well, we love her. We have a weird affinity. Well, Jim has an even weirder affinity for her, but that's a...
Until she sends you a cease and desist.
That was the weirdest conversation I ever had with Jim in the elevator, and I've had some weird ones. Because of you, Miss Miller, I now want to go out and have a drink with Orly. Who doesn't? I think it would be fun, pleasant, perhaps a little bit crazy of an evening. Not as crazy an evening as Jim would like to have.
No,
shut up.
Thank you for showing us. Being kind is fun and funny is really the best cure for a divided country.
I suspect Orly could probably drink anybody under the table.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Well,
Robert from
New
Orleans.
That Eastern European.
Well, yeah. Plus, she lived in the Soviet Union for a while, so.
P.S. To Ms. Tate.
Vodka is not just for breakfast anymore.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I've only had two bottles of vodka. P.S. To Ms. Tate, I don't buy your arguments, but I would love for you to be my dentist. I now believe you would stop at nothing to eradicate my plaque. I think so, too. I think she would really care about your plaque.
She wants to be a dentist.
Oh, she is one. That's
she
right.
is one. Don't say she's not. She'll threaten to sue me again. Chicks dig me. She's emailed me like 6 times since Friday. Okay, Jim, who said, you know what, when you have a long plane ride, you get to sections of the New York Times that you never really cared about.
Oh, God.
Just like you'll eat food on a plane that you'll never eat on the ground. You're just
yeah.
like, starving. What is that? I'd love it. Okay, let's see. Once upon a time, there was a radical... Oh, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm just going to do this music instead. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a radical president who tried to remake American society through government action. In his first term, he created a vast network of federal grants to state and local governments and social programs that cost billions. He set up an imposing agency to regulate air and water emissions and another to regulate workers' health and safety. Had Congress not stood in his way, he would have gone much further. He tried to establish a guaranteed minimum income for all working families and to top it off, proposed a national health plan that would have provided government insurance for low-income families, required employers to cover all their workers, and set standards for private insurance. Thankfully for the country, his second term was cut short and his collectivist dreams were never realized. His name was?
Harry Truman.
No, Richard Nixon.
Yeah. Oh.
Richard Nixon.
He set up the EPA.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Ron Reagan and I had this discussion on stage once again in Seattle about...
You won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore.
Yeah, today's Republican Party compared to the days of yore.
Pretty amazing.
Anyway, this is just a book review on The Great Disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And the author writes, here he is, hang on a second. He said, whenever conservatives talk to me about Barack Obama, I always feel quite certain they mean something else, but what exactly? The anger, the suspicion, the freestyle fantasizing has no perceptible object in the space-time continuum that centrist Democrats like me inhabit. What are we missing? Seen from our perspective, the country elected a moderate and cautious straight shooter committed to getting things right and getting the United States' self-respect back after the Bush-Cheney years. We liked him for his political liberalism and his instinctual conservatism, and we still like him. But more than a few of our fellow citizens are loathing themselves blind over Barack Obama. Why? It is. It's like Eric Olin. It's the caricature that Fox News and Rush Limbaugh have created just doesn't exist, and that's why it's not resonating.
He's about as radical as Nixon.
Yeah. Cause, well, no, Nixon, as you can see there, was much more radical. I mean, that's what I mean. It just what has happened to this Republican Party? They've gone off the deep end.
They have.
All right.
They've been listening to their own propaganda.
While President Obama is within reach of the 270 electoral votes needed to secure his re-election, Mitt Romney, his path to victory is narrowing, according to the Associated Press.
The long and winding road.
Yes, it's a long and winding and teeny tiny narrow road for Mitt Romney. If the election were held today, an AP analysis showed Obama would win at least 271 electoral votes, with likely victories in crucial Ohio and Iowa, along with 19 other states and the District of Columbia. Romney would win 23 states for a total of 206. And that's the most generous analysis I've seen recently. Okay. We were saying that the Romney campus turned into, it's a whole boat full of Billy Zanes looking for a lifeboat off, a flare, a road flare, something. Paul Ryan, not helping yesterday on Fox, said it would take too long to go through all the math and, you know, with the budget.
You wouldn't understand. It's too complicated. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah, when Fox News is stumping the Republican candidate on his own budget, He said their plan, a 20% across-the-board income tax cut, would focus on deductions and closing tax loopholes for the rich, but declined to offer specifics. The Obama camp immediately said Romney has promised $5 trillion in tax cuts skewed toward millionaires and billionaires, but refused to say how he'd pay for them without raising taxes on the middle class or exploding the deficit. He's promised to reveal Obamacare, but refused to say what he'd replace it with to protect the 129 million Americans with pre-existing conditions. He's promised to repeal Wall Street reform, but refused to say what he'd replace it with so that big banks aren't writing their own rules again. As we said, Ryan admitted the campaign has had several missteps. On Sunday he called Romney's 47% comments inarticulate and lacking eloquence. Both. Okay. He's trying to get a little of the stench off him. Playing the lowering expectation games for the debate on Wednesday.
President Obama is a very gifted speaker. Uh-huh. The man's been on the national stage for many years. Yes. This is Mitt's first time on this kind of a stage.
Not really.
No. Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah. Oh, by the way, and Chris Christie, you know, going rogue once again.
Yeah.
He didn't get the lowering expectations memo.
Every time Mitt Romney has been confronted in this campaign with one of these moments, he has come through in the debate and performed extraordinarily well. So I have absolute confidence that when we get to Thursday morning, George, all you're going to be shaking your head saying it's a brand new race.
Yes, it's a brand new day. Absolutely. Like magic.
Come Thursday morning, the entire narrative of this race is going to change.
Okay. Alrighty then.
All right.
We'll wait here. James in Fayetteville, Georgia. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, James.
Yes.
Oh, James.
Hello.
Oh, James. All right. We'll come back to you. Let's go to our buddy in Columbus. Hey, buddy. Welcome.
Hey, Mama. I got two things. One on Nathan Sproul. Another thing, a couple zingers. Hey, in 2004, I saw Nathan Sproul's handiwork firsthand in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
What he did was he dressed people up like America Coming Together, but they were called Move America Forward, and they wore the same outfits, and they were by Ohio State, and they'd register student voters, and as soon as they left, the Democrats would throw it away. Then when the same students would go to vote in the election, oh, sorry, you're not registered. So the Republican Party knew exactly who they were getting when they hired this SOB.
Yep.
And the second thing, I've worked real hard on these. Here's Mitt. I just flew in for the debate, and boy, are my arms tired. I went to a campaign doctor, and he said, I need new life in this campaign. But I still love Ann, but if it helps my campaign, take my wife, please.
All right. Thank you. All right. That was probably a little better than Mitt will deliver them, but nice job.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Kevin in Orange County. Hi, Kev.
Yeah. Definitely happy birthday.
Thank you.
I want to rain man some numbers for you.
Okay.
To hopefully get rid of this rhetoric that Obama's bad for business. Everybody knows about the 5 million jobs that have been created since he's become president. Everybody knows about the doubling of the Dow Jones. But how about the fact that corporation profits have doubled since he's become president?
Yeah.
And the fact that there's been an 11-point swing in the GDP. There's been 12 straight months of positive GDP growth.
Well, this is what we mean. This is exactly what we're saying. He is not a bad for business socialist, and every indicator shows that. So that's why their narrative just isn't selling.
Yeah, plus the fact that he's lowered taxes for small businesses 18 times since he's become president.
Yep, exactly. Look at you paying attention. Look at you. Okay. Oh, Billy in Texas.
What?
Oh, we haven't talked to Billy in quite some time. Why, this is very exciting.
Billy's hanging around.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
In that Texas town.
Mm-hmm. We have to ask which one.
With a phone call from LaGrange. You know what I'm talking about.
He's just from LaGrange.
Go.
Yeah.
If you want to know how his talking points are strange.
Here they are.
How did he come up with this stuff?
Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, guys. It's Wimberley, Texas.
Wimberley. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. It is an awesome place.
Is that near LaGrange?
It's northwest, about 100 miles.
Okay,
that's not too far.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Close enough. Anyway, look, you know, I was listening to y'all again this morning, and y'all always say things that make me crazy.
Right.
But why I have been a little reticent to call you back is because y'all aren't really interested in having a conversation.
What are we
having
now?
You're interested in these little drive-by tidbits and mocking, attempts at political humor.
Oh.
But you're not really interested in having a conversation. I've tried to call in several times make a point and get halfway through the point and you hang up the phone.
Well, yours, actually, they're more talking points than they are
points.
No, that's one of your tactics.
Ah.
You know, when somebody tells you something that's true,
like what?
Demonstrably true, you call it a talking
like
point.
Like what?
Like the fact that Obama's a Marxist.
That there is not go. Demonstrably see? True.
There you go.
That is
it's
not
demonstrably
no,
true.
It's not.
What are we
talking about?
What is the definition of Marxist? Please
okay.
tell me, Billy.
You want a little history?
Yeah.
Like, but I'll give
yes.
it to
yes.
you.
No, give me the dictionary definition of Marxist.
Is a social democrat that believes that that the socialist utopia can be achieved through the democratic process.
And when did he say that?
He said twice now that I can think of right offhand that he believes
just what you just said. President Obama said that.
Redistribution.
Yeah. You were talking. You were
no,
just
that's
talking
not what
about
he was
the,
talking about in that sound clip.
Nope.
That's not what he was talking about. Private competition, in fact.
That's right.
He also said
and
that
capitalism.
He
was talking about capitalism,
Farmer.
Billy. Capitalism.
Yes.
No, sir.
Yes, he
no,
was.
No,
yes, he was.
In the early 1900s, mm-hmm. the followers of Marx split into two camps. One were the revolutionary communists. Mm-hmm. And we know what they were all about.
Billy, let's talk about more recent history, like the fact that the stock market has doubled, the corporate profits are at record highs, he has created 4.5 million jobs. So why would a socialist
okay,
do that?
If you want to change the subject, let's talk
no,
about
that.
No,
that's all part of that's all part of it.
You said I don't talk about issues or facts. What are those that I just stated? What, those
well,
are numbers.
You want to change the subject.
It's not changing the subject. It has to do with you calling President Obama a Marxist when he is the farthest thing from a Marxist.
He's a social democrat. They're one of the they're Marxists.
No.
No.
No. All right.
Confucius says no.
All right. I wish I had more time. But he has to go make a donation now to his PAC, I believe, so he can't.
Left-wing Nazi.
In 2011, we told you about Skeeter.
He's going to take our guns
afflicted
away.
With Obama derangement syndrome.
Socialist.
People like Skeeter
communist.
Have little or no connection to reality.
He hates small business.
In 2012,
mass warfare.
Despite many breakthroughs, Skeeter's condition has worsened.
He's part of the gay agenda.
The good news is,
Stalin.
You can help.
He's all uppity.
We're proud to announce the formation of Skeeter PAC.
Born in Kenya.
A political action committee dedicated to countering the effects of Obama derangement syndrome.
All he does is golf.
For those who need it the most.
Take vacation.
With your donation, we can put people with ODS in special rooms with newspapers, books, and other fact-based information.
Like the pictures.
Which can be read by, or in the case of Skeeter, read to Obama
yes.
derangement syndrome sufferers.
He's not Anglo-Saxon.
Won't you help?
I need more ammo.
Skeeter didn't build his condition by himself.
Roads and bridges are communist.
And Obama derangement syndrome won't end without
that
your help.
Rachel Maddow was a guy.
Please give today to Skeeter PAC. Or by friends of Skeeter.
Now, if Obama were really a Marxist, he would bring back the Eisenhower-era tax rates for rich people.
Go.
Eisenhower, that famous
yeah.
socialist.
Socialist
Marxist.
Right. Yeah.
My favorite is still, I like the pictures. Okay.
Rachel Maddow's a guy.
47 minutes after the hour. Oh,
have you seen her and Justin Bieber in the same picture?
Oh,
you have
not.
I think
Skeeter.
No.
Skeeter. Okay, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you turn her on, she'll turn you on.
Oh, God.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
What is it? Kick it? Check it? What
kick
is it?
It.
Kick
it's
it. Kick it.
Kick it.
Okay.
Clearly
right.
said
check
kick it.
It. Kick it. Right.
Lick it.
Wait,
what
right. What?
Stick it.
Huh? 52 minutes after the hour. What the hell did I do? I just broke my... Look, I broke my microphone.
Oh, my
for
God.
God. Now we can't have nice things. No, I got it. I got it. Don't touch me. 1-800-STEPH-1... Phone number toll free.
What are you
from
doing
anywhere.
To that thing that you broke it?
I obviously do not know how to touch something of this
it's
shape
still
the correct
loose.
Way.
Yeah,
it's literally
loose.
By a thread.
Right. Okay. I'm a little too rough on it.
Boy, this
okay.
is great television.
All right.
And radio.
3 minutes. Shut up!
What?
Wait, I got an unsolicited testimonial.
Okay.
So there. Put that in your pipe and smoke on it. Deb says, current TV rocks. Steph, I just got this great channel about 2 weeks ago, and man, oh man, has my house gotten cleaner. See?
Huh?
We're a cleaning product and a dessert topic.
Okay.
Let me explain. When I could only web stream you and the Mooks from my office while supposedly doing office work, I was glued to my desk and chair for 3 hours. Not much else happened except for the occasional coffee refill. But now with Current TV streaming live loud and liberally on my front room TV, which is another room adjacent to the kitchen, I've been able to clean the fridge, polish the countertops, mop, dust, clean the ceiling fans, rearrange the china hutch, sort magazines, and more. She has a china hutch, which I think is adorbs.
That was that series of Dana Delaney in the 90s.
No, that's China Beach.
Ah, that's a little different.
We are Fluffy Entertainment, a cleaning product, and a magical dessert topping. Thank you. All right. Oh, looky here. Julie in Seattle with breaking news. Steph, while you were taking cooter pictures in Seattle, this happened. Yesterday, did you hear this? Sunday, California struck a blow for the civil rights of children.
Yep.
Given the mountain of medical evidence is just bigoted quackery, gay therapy is now illegal for children in California. Yep. Seems like just knowing this was illegal now in California might help some kids survive adolescence without trying to kill themselves. There it is, the headline. California becomes first state in the nation to ban gay cure. Talking to you, Marcus.
Marcus Bachman is just livid.
Governor Jerry Brown, who, by the way, also just signed a bill here. It's being called the Anti-Arizona Bill to not deport children of illegals. Good for you.
Or undocumented.
We're immigrants. Moving forward. We're progressive. Pardon me?
Illegals is kind of a slur.
You know what I'm saying.
I know. I'm just saying.
Governor Brown announced that he has signed a Senate bill which prohibits children from under 18 from undergoing sexual orientation change efforts. The law, which goes into effect January 1st, prohibits state-licensed therapists from engaging in these practices. Marcus.
Stop it.
Governor Brown today reaffirmed what medical and mental health organizations have made clear. Efforts to change minor sexual orientation are not therapy. They're relics of prejudice and abuse that have inflicted untold harm on young lesbian and gay.
It's mental abuse.
Equality California. Isn't that super, Marcus? Maybe you guys should look into that.
I feel super.
I'm super. Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super.
Maybe you could just ease up on disciplining the barbarians.
Everything is super when you're, don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Corn dog?
Corn dog?
What?
he prayed the gay away from that corn dog. Jason in Washington, D.C. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Steph, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to comment specifically about, like, voter suppression. You know, we're going to have these debates that are coming up here, and there are two third-party candidates, Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, that actually are qualified to be on the ballot. And if they did win those states, they would win the election. But the presidential commission is decided by Republicans and Democrats, just as if Coke and Pepsi had decided that they were going to run the soda market. And they are keeping them out of the debates. And this is what I know for sure.
Uh-huh.
I know whoever is going to come into office is going to take away my civil liberties. And it started bad with Bush, and it got worse under Obama.
Oh, for God's sakes. All right. Listen, I'm a happy clappy. I'm really, really? Come on, people. All hands on deck. Let's go to Chuck in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chuck.
Morning there.
Good morning.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I was wondering, they keep talking about all the skilled jobs around the country. I wish they would state which jobs they are and where and what skills people need.
Excuse me?
Well, all these companies are making all these profits, like you say.
Right.
They're not hiring, but they're still looking for skilled labor and workers, and but they don't state what skills and what jobs they are yet.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe you should read the job description more closely. That might help.
Stop it.
What?
We try to be helpers, but I don't know what he was talking about. Okay, Justin in Oklahoma. We're too drunk to help this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Justin in Oklahoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Happy belated birthday to
Thanks.
You. As a caller from the only state that in the last presidential election did not have a single county go for Obama, the only already state. You know, I can't help but be a little suspicious by nature, I guess. And it seems to me that, you know, with what I've seen that clip of the lady that caught the gal misrepresenting herself in Colorado signing up for the voter
thing.
And with all these, all this voter fraud and thing, you know, I can't help but think that because we all know that there's been 10 cases of alleged voter fraud in the last dozen years or so, or whatever, that this is some kind of grassroots effort sponsored probably by the Koch brothers or something.
Yeah, well, they're a little bit desperate right now. A little bit. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Rude Pundit coming up this hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Thank you, Seattle. We love you. Pictures, I believe.
City by the Bay.
Right. Oh, City by the Bay. Yeah.
Well, they're by the sound.
Yeah. Sound. Huge sound.
Right.
Okay. we have some pictures up at Sexy Liberal Facebook from Seattle. Meanwhile, wow, everybody was there. Where's my music? I can't. Okay, there it is. Julie in Seattle, the famous.
Yep.
Ellie in Sausalito.
Yep.
They Ellie came up. They went together. She writes, what a night. Dearest Mama, Seattle, completely fun as one would expect. Crowd even more boisterous and appreciative than last year in San Francisco. They were pretty off the hook there. The material was all fresh and hilarious. Yeah, don't question my freshness. It's always fresh. It's always freshly pulled from my ass.
It's like a douche commercial up there on stage.
Right? You, John, and Hal were as pretty as can be. Well, I'm not as pretty as they are, but thank you. My favorite part was sitting with Julie, then following her, she exercised her celebrity status to push through the crowd and meet you at the meet and grope. Yeah, Julie was throwing her weight around. I know I groped quite a bit. I hope you'll forgive me. You really are adorable, and I am not and have never been gay. She loves her husband. I've been happily married to Clint for 16 years, in fact. But for you, who knows? I can't speak for dogs. I'm a cat person, but I can tell you this. You're like catnip to a cat. Makes them feel all high and a little kooky. Makes them want to roll around and rub on the rug and wiggle their butts. Thank you, Ellie.
Well,
I guess that sounds kind of gay. A little bit. But
so
you're all that.
To Clint. Does he talk to empty chairs all the time?
You're all that and
not
a bag of...
that Clint.
No, and a bag of chips. I hope you like the birthday poster. Oh, wait. This Ellie did this. How awesome is this?
Yeah,
she put Mama
amazing.
In the Obama poster, the Hope poster. And Max is there, my handsome romantic man. let's see. Oh, it turned out kind of fuzzy when I enlarged it, so I had to go with the blurred look. I know you don't deserve soft focus. Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, yes, she does.
At this age, dear God. But it was the best I could do on short notice. Think of it as you at cocktail hour. Thanks again for a delightful, albeit smutty evening. Ellie and Sausalito, thank you, Ellie. I love my poster. I'm having it framed. Because, as you know, my house is it's a museum to me.
It is. It's a giant shrine to you.
Museum. Museum.
All right. Well, people keep giving me awesome posters. Somebody's got to love me. Okay, Lou, right, Steph. I'm a heterosexual 48-year-old male box wine delivery guy truck driver in Western Massachusetts.
What?
I made it for sloppy seconds at Boston Sexy Liberal and was blessed with a kiss on the lips from Stephanie to start the show. She puckered, closed her eyes. I drew back, not knowing what to do. My wife said, go ahead, honey. I closed my eyes and kissed those sweet lips like I was Jodie Foster. Sweet Lesbos, this was good, and as sweet as your dreams. Lou. Yeah, there are a lot of people at the show yelling, where's Jodie? I think this rumor is... We are going to get a call from her office. Could she stop saying that?
Yeah.
It is ruining
Jodie's. Stop
Jodie's. Tell her, T-Bone, I'm not kidding. It is ruining my social life and my professional reputation. Tell her, shh, like I said in Contact. Silence of the radio host.
And
okay.
Furthermore,
Chick-a-pay,
and a win. Tell her I... All
what
right.
What does he do, this man you seek?
Next thing you know, you'll be bent over a pinball machine.
Right? Hot. Okay.
Oh, my God. That was not a hot scene.
Look at this. Barky birthday wishes from Brooklyn. Mona and Alan, right, staff, September 29th, Saturday. Was a National Family Dog Pack Walk. Dog Pack Walk?
What?
Family dog pack walk. Barky birthday wishes to you from Scar and Canine John were posted on both Scar and NYC Teens for Animals Facebook sites.
What?
Thank you, kids. Meanwhile, we were on a beer cruise.
Beer.
With
beer.
And celebrated your birthday in the appropriate tradition. Don't let the coffee cups fill you. They were filled with contraband wine. And as we sang the Rocky Mountain Mike birthday song and sent our best wishes to you. And there's a picture of them all boozed up on a thing with a big sign that says, Happy Birthday, Stephanie.
Oh,
my people.
Seattle doesn't go for booze.
My people. So. Mona and Alan, see you on October 27th. What? October 27th?
Fresh from their star-studded performance in Hollywood.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood.
The year's hottest political show. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is finally coming to the city that never sleeps, New York.
So you come crawling back to Broadway.
Yep.
Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope.
On October 27th, the eve of Election 2012, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will take the stage at Broadway's world-famous Beacon Theater.
There is nothing like the thrill of doing a live show on Broadway.
Featuring John Feeblesang, Hal Sparks, Aisha Tyler,
Sexy Lady,
and Stephanie Miller. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com or call 866-858-0008. Don't miss your one and only chance to see all the Sexy Liberal Comedy Players live on one stage. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour at the Beacon Theater.
I love New York. You know why? Because it's open all night.
Whee! Okay. Get it. And I'm a huge, huge surprise celebrity guest on panel, which we're very excited about.
Biggest ever.
By the way, Jim and I were speculating last time we played that promo that the guy that sings Sexy Lady has never thought a lady is sexy.
No, no.
He sounds like someone
who's sexy lady.
I never thought a lady is sexy. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Jim. You were going to say?
This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by the Humane Organization representing suffering equines of Connecticut. Get our Visa card and support our rescue work with every purchase. Visit www.horseofct.org. Celebrating 30-plus years and over 650 lives saved.
Aw, yay!
Including Rafalka. Yay. No, there's no.
There's no saving Rafalka.
Oh, my God, and guess who we got to meet? All the fine folks from Gilda's Club, Seattle, which was our Sexy Liberal Cause Saturday night.
By the way,
awesome. Yes.
Did the protesters ever show up?
Oh, yes, the Westboro Church. I didn't get to see them. Yes, I'm told they were. Actually, they showed up Friday night. They had the wrong night.
Uh-huh.
And then but they did come back.
Did you give them cream rinse?
No, I didn't make it out to see the protesters. But I played Born This Way really loud.
Okay, well, that'll help.
Yeah, a lot of hot girl-on-girl action.
A lot of HLA.
Right.
Hot lesbian action.
Totally. Yep. So it's debate week, so we're all geeking out. Yep. Wednesday night, don't forget, we'll have a pre-debate special on Current at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting us this close to prime time.
I know.
Mistake.
It's good. Yeah, it's going to be the three of us plus some others.
Jackie will be live with us on set and a lot of our other regulars.
That's right.
And then after that, I will be drinking. I will be drinking and watching the debate with Jim and Jackie, who will still be working at Current. All right. And then they're going to do their fabulous post-debate coverage like they always do from New York. All right. And then we'll be going directly back to messages.
Did you just go back to Massachusetts? Something's telling me he must go home.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye-bye.
And it's phone numbers down in Massachusetts. Keep telling me that Mitch should just go home.
Shoo.
Shoo. Scat now. Scat.
I wish he would go to Massachusetts. He would go so far away.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
I started the joke.
You are the joke, Mitch. All right. Senator John McCain on CNN yesterday.
I think Americans probably feel better than they did before about jobs and the economy. Americans see a glimmer of hope. There is slight improvement in the economy.
Mm. And if it's possible, Mitt Romney, an even worse candidate than you. Even more landslidey than you, John.
I guess John McCain won't be asked back to Fox ever.
John McCain yesterday.
Sometimes we expect a major breakthrough, you know, the comment that doesn't happen very often.
No, but Mitt Romney has been practicing zingers for months that have been written for him, and we're going to wing. We're going to get him on Wednesday. Bing. I wonder, you know what, can we add slide with him?
Well, I'm going to amuse you. Well, I'm some kind of clown to make you laugh.
We're bringing your box to Current.
Really?
Yeah. So you'll have slide whistle.
Awesome.
You got a slide whistle in your box?
Yes. Hello.
Wow.
I got some space in there.
Damn.
Holly in Salt Lake City, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Holly.
Oh, sorry. I'm coming.
Uh-oh. Okay, turn your
boy.
Radio.
Oh, boy. Run across the room.
All right.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm a mama dog.
Okay.
And I'd like to just put in a short, shameless
a plug for Shelty Rescue of Utah.
Thank you.
And, okay.
Are there Shelty Shelters?
Shelty Shelters.
Yeah, there are Shelty Shelters.
Awesome.
And number two, when are you coming to Utah? And ask Lily how she did out here. She was here last
September. Well, Lily is Lily, for God's sakes. Right. I am no Lily.
I love Lily.
Well, who doesn't?
But,
get in line.
You know, you two are a lot alike.
Oh, my God. That's too much of a compliment.
I mean, you're funny.
She has an array of awards and, you know, dignity and things like
and
that.
She's been
and
in
respect.
A stable relationship for... I'm sorry. Did that...
Wow! That is a little too close to home.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I apologize.
You cut me and I keep bleeding. Oh. I keep bleeding. Fine.
You'll find someone someday.
Shut up, you butt cake.
Bund cake? What?
Glenn in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
I love your poster.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do the Senate and House of Representatives usually stick put as a pledge?
Right, the Grover Norquist pledge?
Do they? Well, that's you.
Yeah. Well, that was my question. Who gave him the authority?
Thank you.
Why would they make a pledge to him?
Thank you. Who wants to vote for a party that would... just the Grover's on the phone.
Right.
What?
Oh,
no.
Well, drop everything.
No.
What? None of the other Muppets could make it?
What does Miss Piggy want you to do?
How about Beaker?
Yeah. Okay. It's 17 minutes after the hour. We only take our marching orders from Bert and Ernie over here on the
show.
Ernie.
The Gay Muppets. Okay, 18 minutes after the hour.
They're officially roommates.
Sure. At least they've been in a stable relationship.
Okay, but
Puppets have a stable relationship.
Bert, Glee is on.
I'm leaving now.
They've been in a stable relationship for 40 years, come to think of it.
18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
May cause dizziness, sexual nightmares, and sleep crimes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. 22 minutes after the hour, T-Bone saw the Go-Go's.
That's right.
Saturday night at Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love it.
They were there with a bunch of other 80s bands.
He house and dog sat for Mama while I was in Seattle.
That seems to be his thing now.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He actually thought I was going to be mad. He's like, I left the house Saturday night. I was like, that's okay, honey. That's okay. I went to the Go-Go's. I'm sorry. Oh, I said, don't leave the house when you're house sitting.
Yeah, Norma Desmond never let the screenwriter leave.
He must be terrified of me. He's afraid he's going to end up face down in the pool.
Right.
He's like, it's okay, honey. Yeah. You can leave the house now.
And actually, Travis is a screenwriter, so he could end up face down in your pool.
Right? I know. He is beleaguered. He's been on the phone all morning with Jodie Foster. Seriously, T-Bone, tell her to stop saying she's dating me.
Stop the screaming.
I wake up screaming.
Stop it.
I hear myself screaming.
Stop it.
It's a nightmare. Okay, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Tim in Canada. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'm from Canada here, and usually when I go through Chicago, I listen to the Progressive Talk Show.
Yes.
But anyways, I got quickly here to kind of go over some points that I feel that I'm concerned, because I love the U.S. A lot myself. It's to have a vibrant and flourishing country, you have to deal with the issue of taxes, health care, education, and wages.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like wheels on a truck. If one of them is flat, you're not going to go that much.
Yep. Yes. Right. All right. They've got in Canada where they have socialist wheels and things seem to be rolling along just fine. I'm sorry. I just burst out laughing because Tommy just sent you as a butt cake.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. Chris is a butt cake.
It sounded like you were going to...
It's a butt cake. It literally is a butt cake.
It sounded like you were going to call me something else, and
I,
then you
know,
stopped
after,
in the middle of
after
the...
Sexy Liberal, I'm a little filthy.
Okay.
I'm a little, forget I'm back on the air. FCC. Whatever. Ron and Joyce.
I'm just glad you landed on butt cake.
Hi. My mental... I was dialing for something. Hello. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can't see it. I have a couple of points. I am a registered Republican who voted for both Clinton, both terms, and Barack in 08.
Okay.
I am that middle-class guy that everybody seems to be trying to help. However, just a point being is that my health insurance has actually went up and my coverage has went down. So, and I do support the president. I think he's doing a great job and I will be voting for him again, this year. But I was just curious. I mean, I'm the guy that supposedly everyone's supposed to be helping and it's gotten more out of hand for me. I have three kids. My copay has doubled. So I was just wondering if this is going to last or...
No, but first of all, that's insurance companies. That's not, right. That doesn't have, that's not related to Obamacare, a lot of which hasn't even kicked in yet. I mean, I don't know if you heard me do the story earlier that literally Romney and Ryan's plan, your cost would definitely go up under, I mean, it just, there's no other way to, we've tried it with Medicare Advantage, mm-hmm. basically. So yeah. All right.
And if Obama were really the socialist that they say he is, we would have single payer.
Yes.
And rich people would be paying 95% the Eisenhower rate.
Exactly.
Well-known communist, like David Eisenhower.
Wow. Is it me, or does Ron, is Romney not only the worst candidate ever, he has the worst surrogates ever?
Yeah.
Oh, including Anne, who said this weekend that she's worried that he might go a little boop-boop.
Crazy.
Boop-boop.
Crazy.
The person that knows him best said this.
My biggest concern, obviously, would just be for the his mental well-being.
What?
I have all the confidence in the world in his ability, in his decisiveness, in his leadership skills. Oh. In his understanding of the economy, in his understanding of what's missing right now in the economy, what, you know, the pieces that are missing to get this jump started. So for me, I think it would just be the emotional part of it.
The mitt-bot's going
to be curled in
a
fetal
a
position.
Tightly wound. He's fine unless he's under a lot of stress.
They're coming to take me away. They're coming to take me away.
To the funny part, we're like, he's beautiful all the time.
Was that a peek into the truth of Mitt Romney?
Oh, dear. I just... they're becoming a little unhinged. Stop it. Just stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it, Mitt. Stop it. Okay.
Dave, stop. Please stop.
Yeah.
My
okay.
mind is going. I can feel it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we were saying how every interview with her now looks like a scene from The Help.
Yeah.
So, and we're all getting ready to make her a big electoral
pie
in November. Go ahead. Eat up, Ann. It's your turn.
Stop it.
And ain't no blueberries in that pie.
No.
Lean forward. Okay.
Into the pie.
All right. So, speaking of Gansununu... I don't know what the point of them is at this point. Top Romney advisor criticizes Obama for not killing Bin Laden fast enough. Really? Really? This all you got? John Sununu accused President Obama of waiting too long to order the raids in an interview with the New York Times.
Waiting through two terms of W?
Yeah. He said Obama was timid, could have gone after the terrorist mastermind sooner, and attributed the successful operation to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
What?
As you recall, even former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who served in both Bush and the... described Obama's decision to order the raid as gutsy, saying that people don't realize what a tough call it was and not everyone would have made the same call. He and Vice President Biden both advised Obama against the raid because they didn't have 100% surety that he was there. So I don't know what you're talking about, John Sununu, but nice try. Nice try.
He's the worst surrogate ever.
Oh, he's just awful. All right, 29 minutes after the hour. It's still Monday.
Is
Even
it?
Though it's not his usual time, but it's time for some rudeness. Rude Pundit joins us next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
No!
Stephanie Miller.
Boob does not count as real boob. That's like looking at a 12-year-old boy. You should know that, Joe.
I beg your pardon. Check it out.
Your boobs are much more spectacular than Dana Loesch's.
Thank you. 34 minutes after the hour. You, how rude. Wow.
It's Lee Papa, the rude pundit. Pundit.
Good morning.
I love your stuff. This your just the post name, the existential uselessness of discussing the Mitt Romney campaign anymore.
Don't you feel it? Don't you just feel it every time you open your mouth to say anything about him? Like, oh, why?
Really? It's just a general sense of electoral ennui.
Yes.
I guess. You say the rude pundit has run out of words to describe the utter failure of Mitt Romney as a presidential candidate, as a leader of any sort. Mocking him at this point is not just shooting fish in a barrel, it's using a rocket launcher on it. It's true.
Yeah, because and now anything that comes out just makes you go, oh, God, this is just pathetic. Can we just take this campaign out in the alley? Can we show it the rabbits? Can we just whatever?
Right, right.
And tell me about the rabbits, George.
Tell us a story about the rabbits. You say there is an unmitigated gloom that now hangs over not just the Romney campaign, but the media coverage of the entire race. You say the existential despair that there is hell. We're all damned to keep discussing it because there's still over a month left.
It's, oh, sweet Jesus.
Here's my favorite line. You say you can see the dead stare in Erin Burnett's eyes as she says, why the are we bothering? Please let there be a war somewhere we can be sent to.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
It's like, and you know, anything that comes up, it's like, wait a minute, voter fraud? Oh, thank God. Oh, good.
Story.
Something else. Some other reason to live to the next day.
You say, either way, though, there's nothing truly else to say. Not with most swing states now firmly in Obama's camp. Not with Mitt Romney bumble his way across America, behaving awkwardly, making ads where he sounds like he's the most sincere used car salesman in history. Yeah, I mean, Chris Christie says there's going to be a it's going to change the whole narrative Wednesday night.
I love it that the campaign begins anew Wednesday night.
Yeah.
We're shaking the Etch-a-Sketch one more time here, folks. Yeah. And just hearing about Romney's debate prep just is so depressing.
I
that
know.
He's got, not only that he has had zingers written for him, but that he's been practicing them on his staff since August.
And that they've let that leak out, so now it seems even more pathetic.
And how many suicides have there been on the staff after listening to his jokes?
And I'm pre-cringing already.
Oh, yeah. It's not just lowering expectations at this point. It's just abandoning expectation as an idea altogether.
It's just like open mic night. You just know it's going to suck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, every other joke he's ever tried has just fallen flat. At some point, I hope he just breaks down and just starts singing America the Beautiful.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Beautiful for space to score.
Every time,
really, at this point, barring the discovery of some piece of video where Barack Obama says he wants to young white girls in front of the Lincoln Memorial, the only thing the president has to worry about with Romney is a surge in the pity vote.
Yeah. Oh, that poor man. He needs my vote more than Obama does. It'll make him feel a little better.
And your other great piece this week is no GOP, it's not us, it's you. Because you're right, it's a larger problem. I think someone brought this up on Bill Maher, that it's not new candidates they need, it's new ideas.
Right.
It's the same old ideas.
Right, but they refuse, they keep thinking it's something else. It's shifting demographics it's us. This whole skewed poll thing, you know, that they're going on about. The idea that polls are skewed because they're talking to more Democrats than Republicans in certain states, but they're only going by the registrations of voters.
Yeah. This might have been one of my favorite paragraphs of the year. You said, regarding Mitt Romney's sinking chances of winning the election, Lindsey Graham told reporters yesterday, and you should imagine Paul Lynn playing a Confederate general in a sketch on the Dinah Shore show.
Thank you. Thank you. That's for the olds in the audience.
You say, there's a reason no president has ever been reelected with an economy like this. It would tell me this is more of a demographic race for president than it is a performance-based race. So, as you say, according to Graham, the problem is there's too many non-white people voting. That's the real problem, right?
Yep. Yep, there's just too many, you know, too many Hispanics, too many black people. Who knows what the hell the Asians are up to. But,
and as you say, if you haven't cottoned to the fact that there's less white people as a percentage of the voting population, then you're a stegosaurus with one foot in the tar pit. I mean, it really is. It's like old man yells at cloud. It's really like, okay, Lindsay, like, yes, this is America now.
Right, right. And if you haven't adjusted by now, and, you know, I think we talked about this last week, that there are some GOP consultants that have said this is the last time we'll be able to try this kind of race baiting in an election. And this is sort of the death knell for the old white male vote, that we're going to have to reach out in a way that's not just Marco Rubio to people, or Herman Cain to people of other races.
As you say, and as you only you can, what other Republicans understand is that the problem is that they nominated an unlikable jackoff who has all the compassion of a sack of who is an awful candidate who can't reasonably explain his plans, who constantly says things that demonstrate he gives less of a about the average person than he does his manicure. Mitt Romney's losing because he's Mitt Romney, and even NASCAR fans can see that. I mean, that's the basic truth, right?
Yeah, and didn't Madeleine Albright say something about that this weekend? Like, she was being interviewed, and she said, there's just nothing there. He's just a two-dimensional guy. It's almost frightening to look at him. That last part was me.
Okay.
But, you know, I think the reason we're seeing this polling, right, Rudin, as you explained, whether it's, you know, undecideds or swing voters, you say you don't have to be a New Yorker reading dilettante to get that Republicans are a craven bunch of mother who are either trying to protect the rich or enforce their Christian extremist morality. You don't have to have a Rachel Maddow poster on your bedroom wall to get that it's Republicans who block nearly everything the president and Democrats have tried to do for 3 years. You don't have to get Media Matter updates on Twitter to know that Mitt Romney's calculated emptiness is frightening.
Right.
I mean, it's something, you know, when they're interviewing Southern Baptist birthers who are going to vote for Obama, you know that, right?
Right. And I think that a lot of Americans, these mythical independents, are looking at that going, okay, who do we want to, you know, hang out with? Do we want to hang out with the crazies over here, or do we want to go to the people that sound reasonable and live in reality over here?
Right. Well, you being a helper, like you are, to the Republic, you gave the Republican Party probably the best advice I've read. You say, what the Republicans need to do is take a long look in the mirror and say, wow, we really are a bunch of unmitigated heads. Or you need to admit, yeah, we are simply the party of the greedy and the crazy, and we don't know how to change that. It's time to give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens after the election, right, to the party.
Right. There's a chance if it's I think Michael Tomasky wrote in Daily Beast today about, you know, what happens if it's a landslide. And I think that there's always that possibility that the Republican Party is going to have to tear itself in two. It's going to have to be Rumpelstiltskin-like and just rip itself in two and have to become a conservative party and then the sane conservative party. And we know that the crazy conservative party will be way bigger at this point.
Yeah. You know, here's the headline that I love about. There might, Rude, you never know, there might be a last-minute miracle. Desperate Mormons in dire need of a miracle are fasting for Romney.
Yeah.
Which, really? I think, in my opinion, is just going to lead to a bunch of really skinny Mormons. It is not going to lead to President Romney. But I'm just saying, an increasing number, are scrambling for divine intervention now that polls show their candidates' chances are quickly fading. The Salt Lake Tribune last week pointed out a chain email being sent out by Romney supporters that called for mass fasting to help elect Mitten.
Oh, I want to hear what Harry Reid has to say about that.
Yeah, Harry Reid's already kind of skinny.
Well, yeah. I don't think I can think of a fat Mormon. They're all already kind of skinny.
They've got a lot to go.
I'm pretty sure that any kind of indulgence like that is some kind of sin that upsets American Jesus or something.
American Jesus, the real Jesus.
I love you, Rude Pundit. Oh, my God.
I love you, Rude Pundit. All right, honey, we'll see you next week. Great stuff, as always.
All right, bye.
All right, bye, sweetheart. American Jesus. Forget that he was a Middle Eastern Jew. Shh, shh, shh. Okay. American kick-ass Jesus. That's what we believe in.
Rambo of Nazareth.
Yeah. Rambo Jesus. Oh, wow. Did you see this one? Speaking of bad Romney surrogates, John Bolton?
Yeah.
He harshly criticized the Obama administration's response to the violence in Benghazi, Libya, earlier this month, calling the U.S. response limp-wristed. See, it's a homophobic slur, you see, to smear
Wow.
the...
Great.
Although, as Hal Sparks pointed out at Sexy Liberal in Seattle Saturday night, John Bolton's kind of fun for the kids because when he gets excited, his mustache goes, woo! That big crazy mustache he has.
It goes, what?
Yep, see Hal do it.
No, do it again.
Wednesday.
Do it again.
Woo! There like a go. Walrus. He just, yeah.
I just had to see you do it again.
And he frequently gets excited. He's a little unhinged,
yeah.
John Bolton. He's a little crazy.
I think you could knock part of John Bolton's head off and wouldn't make any difference.
No, exactly. You could take out a few floors. You wouldn't
Secretary
miss anything.
Secretariat building in New York has 38 stories. If you lost 10 stories today, it wouldn't make a bit of difference.
Yeah, none of those thoughts really mm-hmm. have a lot of
yeah, pointless.
Use anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. We Charles Krauthammer trashing the Romney campaign again.
Ha. I think they must have, the Romney campaign must have really slighted Krauthammer.
Yeah. His latest column takes Mitt Romney's campaign to task for playing inexplicably small ball against President Obama. Krauthammer writes that Romney has opted to take every opportunity he has been given in the last 2 months to make broad thematic cases against Obama, has chosen to make small critiques rather than presenting a credible alternative. He said his unwillingness to go big, to go for the larger argument, is simply astonishing. He writes that Romney's smallness is potentially fatal. In fact, it is likely fatal given how far behind he is in the polls. Even his counterpunching has gone miniature.
Well,
and Barack Obama is just getting larger.
Well, he must like Chris Christie then.
Yeah, Chris Christie's the largest.
Ooh. Krauthammer concludes it's not too late to turn the ship around. Oh, but he must go large. He must go large. Bold move right into the iceberg.
Romney.
You can turn the ship around, but do something bold.
Romney is incapable of going large. He's so carefully calculated. That he there's no way he could go large.
Yeah, he's a little man. Yep. Okay. 45 minutes after this, Krauthammer. Oh dear, when you've lost the Krauthammer.
When you lost Count Chocula.
Oh.
Yeah.
No electoral crunch berries for anybody.
Nope.
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, get it. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Sexy Liberal Facebook, hilarious comments on the, we posted pictures from Seattle, and Roland wrote, you have a special place in our hearts, Seattle, and let's see, Michael wrote, and you all have a special place in my pants. Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. Tony writes, I can't wait for the New York City show. I'm flying in from Zurich.
Wow.
Zurich.
Sure. And I have meet and grow tickets too, so wear a cup, Hal and John, and Aisha, and you wear sports bras. Okay. All right. Noted. So noted.
I don't think you go anywhere without a sports bra.
Yes, I do. I use a Tarty bra for Sexy Liberal.
A Tarty bra?
This is my spinning bra.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Your bra spins?
Excuse
wow.
me?
That sounds uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness. More electoral malfeasance.
Uh huh.
Up near Brainerd?
No, down in Florida. A Florida Republican volunteer tells senior citizens Obama's a Muslim who will get rid of your Medicare.
Yeah.
Ah, that got recorded.
Yeah.
A volunteer for the Republican Party, she called him a Muslim, said he would get rid of your Medicare while calling voters on behalf of Mitt Romney in audio. Oops, somebody's got one of them fancy answering machines that can record stuff. She said, y'all sound like senior citizens, no? Yeah, you don't want Obama. You don't want Obama because he'll get rid of your Medicare. You might as well say goodbye to it. Yeah, I don't know if you've done any research on Obama or not, but he's a Muslim. He's got a socialistic view of the government, the economy, the whole nine yards. If he had his way, we would be a socialistic country. Pay attention to Fox News. Oh, there's some good advice.
God.
If you didn't get out watch the movie 2016, do so. It has a lot of really good information.
That's not information
really,
that's in that movie.
Fox News will help you. Oh, yes, they will. Oh, it will help you live a completely fact-free existence. Wouldn't that be fun? Hey, looky here. Top Democrats are pushing tax writers in both the House and Senate to close the tax loopholes like the one that allowed Mitt Romney to use a savings vehicle for middle-class workers to build a $100 million retirement fund. Wow. The rest of us have a limit on how much we can, you know, put into that there. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Mittens has so many special prizes
this
available to him.
He says he wants to close loopholes, but apparently he's not interested
in that one. Yeah, not
that one.
Oh, heavens. Todd Akins, a consultant, compares him to David Koresh. Okay, maybe Mitt Romney does not have the worst surrogates. Maybe at this point Todd Akin. A consultant for embattled Senate candidate Todd Akin compared him, his fortitude to deadly cult leader David Koresh.
Sure. Aha.
While making a point about how Akin has withstood Republican attempts to get him off the ballot. Kellyanne Conway, please and thank you.
Her. Jeez. She needs
She said the first day or two there was a... it was like Waco with the David Koresh situation where they're trying to smoke him out with the SWAT teams and the helicopters and the bad Nancy Sinatra records. Then here comes day two and you realize the guy's not coming out of the bunker. Listen, Todd has shown his principle to the voters.
Okay, so his principle is going to burn everyone alive.
Right.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for playing really bad analogies. Okay.
Did you get that, Kansas? Todd Akin wants to burn you alive.
Kellyanne Conway, she's a wildcat. She's unladylike. Yikes. Speaking of Republicans, did you see this? House Republican staff are involved in Lindsay Lohan fight?
Yes.
She's involved in a scuffle, a physical scuffle with Lindsay Lohan.
Really?
Yeah, Christian LaBella is his name. He works for John Shimkus of Illinois. Oh, Republicans bled into my celebrity staff.
Who won?
I'm guessing. My money's on Lindsay.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's vicious and drunk.
Yikes.
Allegedly.
Do not tangle with our celebutards.
She's fine.
Okay. Danish tabloid denies publishing pictures of Kate Middleton's cooter. I did not know there were cooter pictures. I thought it was only...
They're from a distance.
Right. They're blurry.
But if you piece them together, you'll have a fully naked picture.
Really?
Of Kate Middleton. Because you have the top. And you have the bottom now.
Damn.
So now
the queen is doubly not amused.
No. I'm not amused.
I thought it was Rock, not Cooter.
Yeah. It's both now.
Ooh. The corgis and I are...
The corgis are appalled.
We're inconsolable. Okay. Oh, boy. Speaking of Cooter, I don't... Really? Just when you didn't think Arnold Schwarzenegger could be a bigger slut, he admitted he had an affair with Bridget Nielsen. While he was living with Maria Shriver. That's before they got married, while they were doing Red Sonja.
This was before Brigitte Nielsen spent the afternoon drunk, passed out in the park?
No, it was long before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
That's what happens when you sleep with Arnold Schwarzenegger, you eventually...
Then he's talking about the lamentation of the women. He was talking about Maria.
Mm-hmm. Zoinks. Wow! How about the... What's her... I can never pronounce this singer's name. Kesha. I don't understand the dollar sign in there. Is it unpronounceable?
No, it's not.
It's just to attract money. She's...
Can I change my the S and Stephanie to a dollar sign?
Sure, maybe that will attract more money.
Sure. Okay. Kesha says she had sex with a ghost.
Oh,
That's the theme of her new song, Supernatural.
Oh.
Like, you know, Chris.
Yeah, Barbara Hershey. Barbara Hershey and the Entity.
My favorite movie ever, Barbara Hershey and the Entity. Exactly. As you recall, the entire theme of which was that there was a rapey ghost.
That's right.
There was a rapey ghost in her bedroom. She was, actually raped by a sound effect.
Yeah.
That's the only way you knew the ghost was there. There was a sound effect.
And the only way you could get it was to freeze it.
Exactly. No, that's Ghostbusters.
No. No, because they put Barbara Hershey in a bed inside this glass house thing.
Right.
And then they pumped all kinds of cold air into it, and they froze the ghost.
Oh, there you go. Not to be confused with John Travolta in the plastic bubble. Right. That was different.
Right.
This was a glass.
Todd Akin would declare that not a legitimate rape.
No.
Sound effect.
Oh,
is ghost rape a legitimate rape? Is it forcible?
It is forcible.
Okay. Hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, I remember that movie like the back of my hand. That
Me too.
Yeah, don't test me on that one.
No. Superficial brings us to news. Because he's a deeply religious man of God, 50 Cent took to Twitter where he informed his nearly 8 million followers that masturbating is a sin.
Yep.
So they should probably cut that out.
Mm. Oh.
He writes, masturbation is a sin. You stop right now, fool. LOL. God is watching you. I don't think that was the theme of the Bette Midler song. God is watching you.
Because you really can't masturbate. You can't masturbate from a distance.
Well, maybe he can.
Well, he can.
Well, just saying.
It's just going for distance.
Reese Witherspoon had a baby, not in a bar.
Look at you! You have a baby! Mm-hmm. In a bar!
No.
Hopefully the baby didn't inherit that pointy chin. You know.
Stop it! She's beautiful!
Yeah. What's wrong with you today?
Oh, my God.
I just saying it might be painful.
Well, there goes our outreach to Reese Witherspoon to get her on the show.
So much of that booking, Jim. Thanks. Just the headline sometimes is the comedy. Gina Lohan gives advice to Amanda Bynes' parents.
Oh, God. Really?
Wow, there goes the Gina Lohan booking.
Yeah, right? Yeah. There goes that booking. She'll only show up drunk on Dr. Phil's show now, not my show. All right. And then the latest headline. Tom Cruise has feelings for Cameron Diaz, y'all.
Probably
he'd like
not
to be
those.
More than yeah. just friends.
Run, Cameron. Run. Very fast, very far away.
He'd like to be more
away.
Than friends.
Oh,
Cameron
oh,
loves
boy.
Spending time with Tom, a friend said, but in many ways she sees him as a brother figure.
Yeah.
Huh, that's weird.
Okay. Did he call her a sexy lady?
Jim, you need to go home now.
There
you
goes that
go
Tom
home.
Cruise booking.
Yeah, way to go.
Well,
to
we
go,
blew
Jim.
That years
right.
ago. Well,
we got to get out of here before Jim just blows through our whole Rolodex. That's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, sort of, T-Bone, and Courtney, and Jackie, and the whole gang is current. We will see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.